You guys would like to get the injury report if we would have practiced today?
That's correct.
Yeah. The hypothetical? We had two players that would not have participated today. And that would have been Pere Jerry and Asante Samuel. We had a long list of guys that would be limited in their participation. I'll quickly go down them. Sam Baker, Kevin Cohn, Harry Douglas, Charles Mitchell, Stephen Nicholas, Michael Palmer, Vance Walker, and Sean Weatherspoon. But the two guys that would have not practiced today would have been Pere Jerry and Asante Samuel. Mm-hmm. So we're finished with Wednesday. We're on to Thursday.
Yeah, Coach, how is it an advantage that these games are so close together that you don't have to look at maybe four games back?
Well, I think it's a lot easier because it's a division opponent. We're familiar with one another. And we played, you know, in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, there's a lot of familiarity. I'd hate to be playing someone on a short week that, you know, you play every 4 years.
I've heard some people say that maybe there should be a bye week before these Thursday games. And coming off the Sunday game, especially injured guys, they don't have as much time to recover. Do you worry that some of those guys in the injury report, that if the game were Sunday, maybe they would be able to play, but on Thursday it's going to be hard?
Well, you can't worry about it because that's how the schedule's set. The thing I think that you do get a big advantage is if you get through that short week, you get the extra time, and it basically gives you another bye week, and that's how you've got to approach it. You've got to, you know, suck it up, so to speak, for a couple of days. And we've changed our schedule, obviously, and we've been planning on this for the last 2 weeks in terms of the volume of practice snaps and what we've done. So it's not something that it just pops up and we've got to go out there and do it. I think we've done a nice job in preparing for it in the past.
Your pressure on Tampa's quarterback and your hits on the quarterback, is that sufficient? Did you like what you saw in the game and on tape going into this game?
Well, I think that I thought we did a nice job. I think we only had two sacks in the official stats. I thought we did a good job of putting pressure on the quarterback. And as I've said, sometimes sacks are overrated. But we're going to have to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback this week. If he's comfortable in the pocket and it's like a Skelly drill, he's going to find the open guy.
So according to that report, Mitchell is back?
Yes, Mitchell is back. That is correct. He would have been a full, full participant today. So we're anticipating getting him back as the week goes on.
How did Trevian do in his first extensive action?
Well, according to our snap count, I don't know about yours, but I think he played 16 snaps. Yep. And he did a nice job. That was his first time of extended play, and he was in certain packages, and I thought he did a good job.
Asante made some big stops the last time around, the interception, I think, and he had a third down pass breakup. He seems like he's been bothered by that shoulder and hasn't been able to play all the snaps. Do you worry in a game like this that you might not be able to have him for all the snaps?
Well, we certainly hope so. Asante has been battling through the shoulder injury the last 2 weeks. He missed a few snaps in this ball game, missed more in the previous game, but he's a really tough guy in terms of his pain tolerance, and we're going to get him as much rest as we can over the next couple days and get him as healthy as we can get him to play on Thursday night.
Pretty incredible the way he still puts his body in position. I mean, he knows he might not have an arm or a hand working 100%, but he knows how to play his position.
Yeah, he has a very good feel for the game, not only in terms of his ball skills, but his ability to tackle. And he's not a real big guy, but he is a physical guy.
Did you talk about Dante's game? He had numbers in about five different columns yesterday.
Yeah, Dante, in fact, when we gave game balls out today, he was our defensive winner of the game ball. Dante was very active in the ball game in a number of areas, both in the run and the pass.
In terms of what, the big break, the big runs that Arizona had, Chris Avery had one previously. Uh-huh. Yesterday, read some of your comments, but a great job by your defense. It looks like if you got some of those things corrected. You
know, well, we had them corrected yesterday. That's for sure. I thought we did a nice job. We just hope that they don't, that they don't creep up. It was nice to have Spoon back, and I thought we did a very good job controlling the line of scrimmage. And to play run defense, you've got to be very gap sound, and I thought we did a nice job.
What was the issue before the end of the first half with the field goal unit?
Matt called a timeout because the 25-second clock had spun down, and we didn't want to rush the kick. Fortunately, we did not, make the attempt when we had, when we had the next chance. So it was, not what you want to have happen. We've got to work on some things and get better, and we'll try to not let that happen again.
Are you happy with the recipe with Michael Turner being able to finish off those drives late in games the last couple of victories?
Yes, I'm pleased with what we've been able to do in the 4 minute drives for the most part, and we've got to be able to do that. You're going to be playing in some tight ball games, and we've had our share this year. 55-60% of them of the games in the league are one score or less, and you've got to be prepared for those type of games. And we've done a nice job the last couple of weeks, I think, in our 4 minute and being able to put some first downs together at the end of the ball game.
Coach, this is the first week where some titles could start being wrapped up. How do you all approach it as you all are closing in on the South title?
Well, we can't concern ourselves, Darryl, with what anybody else is doing. We've got to concern ourselves with what we can do and what we can control. And we know that this is, another division game. We played them a couple weeks ago. They're a really good football team, and we've got to go out and do what we do as a football team and try to take care of the things that we can control and not worry about what's going on around the league.
How does Sean make this game different since he didn't play in the first game?
Well, Sean, I said, is one of our best football players, and having Sean out there, he's the signal caller of the defense. He's done a good job in the games that he's played. He gives us a little bit more flexibility just because of his maturity in terms of what we can call and what we can put on our signal caller.
It's been a while since you won the turnover margin in a game. What do you have to do to get that turnover?
Well, we've got, we've been flat really the last four games, John, in terms of when I say flat, we have not been creating the turnovers. I think they're like sacks. They come in bunches sometimes. I don't think they're overrated like sacks, and turnovers are very important. But we have not, we have not been able to create the turnovers, and we've not done the job that we'd like to do in terms of the offense holding on to the ball, and that's why we've been in the minus side the last 2 weeks in our ratio.